Nick Weilinger and his team found out how the NMDR channel, along with panaxine, cause a large inflow of calcium and glutamate into a nerve cell, ultimately leading to a nerve cell's death. How do these cells die, you ask? They literally excite themselves to death. The process of exciting themselves to death is called excitotoxicity.
Excitotoxicity,
yes,
is a process. It's essentially a cell death cascade,
okay,
where neurons basically excite themselves to death. So when you have normal levels of oxygen and glucose in your brain, it's used to essentially maintain homeostasis of brain function. And it's kind of paradoxical. You would think that, you know, if you run out of energy in the brain, that brain activity would be suppressed. But actually, the reverse happens. And that's because energy is required for neurotransmitters to be taken back up into nerve cells. And so ultimately what happens is when you run out of energy, brain cells just start dumping out neurotransmitter. And so in this case, it's glutamate, which is the primary neurotransmitter in the brain. And it's an excitatory neurotransmitter, and so it helps us essentially do everything that we need to do. But during a stroke, glutamate is dumped out from nerve cells in excess. And so because you have this uncontrolled release of glutamate, other nerve cells that are seeing all this glutamate start getting overexcited. And that's essentially what excitotoxicity is. So they get so excited that they ultimately kill themselves.
Glutamate gets released in excess. And along with calcium, ultimately lead to nerve cells dying.
In stroke, when you have all of this glutamate being released in excess, it's essentially flooding the synapse, you're activating tons of channels, and for a very long time, it was assumed that excitotoxic cell death was mediated by something called the NMDA receptor. So the NMDA receptor binds glutamate, right, which we know is very high during a stroke. It passes calcium. So calcium sits on the outside of a neuron, and it's probably one of the most common signaling molecules in the brain and just in physiology in general. But calcium is very tightly regulated. So inside the cell, outside the cell, calcium is very high.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the cell, calcium is very low. Very low. Like, so this difference is about 10,000 fold. And what happens when you have all of these NMDA receptors opening is calcium comes in to the cell. And calcium is in excess inherently evil. So it actually starts killing cells. It's not inherently evil, like anthropomorphically.
The situation.
Yes.
But how does panaxine fit into this picture?
Panaxine is another channel which opens up and lets glutamate and calcium to enter the nerve cell. The NMDR signals to panaxine to open up.
Aren't NMDR and panaxine two separate channels?
Yes, but they interact through a protein, something Weilinger and his team discovered.
So, there's this other channel. It's called panaxin. This was discovered in 2001. So this was after all these clinical trials happened, which was in the mid-90s. And panaxin is a very large channel. It's much larger than the NMDA receptor. And what we found in this paper is that NMDA receptors actually signal to panaxin during a stroke to open them. So that when panaxin's open, you get even more calcium coming in. And so that's one of the seminal findings. The second is that this activation of Pannexin by NMDA receptors actually doesn't even seem to require calcium, which is, I think, difficult for a lot of people to accept. It's kind of a contentious issue.
Hasn't most stroke medication been focused on blocking the NMDR channel and not doing anything about Pannexin and the protein connecting both?
By blocking this newly discovered link between the two channels, researchers can come up with new drugs.
Researchers can specifically design drugs to target this interaction. Wellinger and his team did exactly this by designing a drug. This new discovery may be the beginning of designing drugs that could significantly reduce brain damage post-stroke.